Hello and welcome to yet an exciting episode on the Grace Fed Show. As usual, I am Grace Fed and I will be your host in today's episode. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say a big sorry to all of my listeners. I know I've been really inconsistent and I'm really sorry on my part. Today I'll be talking about attitude. How would you describe your life? Are you achieving what you desire? Are you actually accomplishing the things that are important to you? Do you consider yourself a success? How do your prospects look for in the future? Well, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about attitude and all of that, but let's go for a quick turnaround. Okay, so you're welcome back once again to the Grace Fed Show. I am Grace Fed and I like to say welcome. Today I'll be talking about attitude, as I said earlier in the introduction. I'm going to be talking about the markings of a masterpiece. I actually read this in a book, and I remember the book said you can make every day of your life a masterpiece. Isn't that idea appealing? Well, it is, but the question is how? What does it take? I believe there are two ingredients necessary to make that masterpiece. The first one is decision and discipline. Yes, decisions. D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N-S. Decisions and discipline. D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E. Discipline. They are like two sides of the same coin, and you would call them goal setting. Yes, goal setting. And they can't be separated because one is worthless without the other. Say that, because good decisions minus daily discipline, because a plan without a payoff. I repeat myself, good decisions minus daily discipline equals a plan without a payoff, and daily discipline minus good decision equals regimentation without reward. But good decisions and daily discipline is a masterpiece of potential. So if you make good decisions and you are disciplined day in, day out, you become a masterpiece of your own potential. Not forgetting, time is an equal opportunity employer. But how we treat them is equal. Time is like a block of marble. So if, let's say for instance, if we give a block of marble to an average person and you end up with, you would literally end up with a block of marble, because the average person wouldn't know what to do with it. But if you put the block of marble in the hands of a master sculptor, and you realize that he will make decisions that would actually bring out his craftsmanship. This is because he actually sees the marble from the perspective of an artist. What am I trying to say? We can learn to become our own master craftsmen, not of stone, but of lives. Now the question is, how do good decisions give us a better tomorrow? It seems obvious, right? But sometimes good decisions help to create a better tomorrow. Well, not many people appear to connect their lack of success to their poor decision making. some people make choices, then they experience negative consequences, yet they wonder why they can't seem to get ahead in life. They never figure it out because they are not able to make the choices. I mean, they're not able to make the choices for themselves, but they make them anyway, right? Such is the case with the alcoholic who keeps drinking excessively, or the person who engages in one abusive relationship after another. Nobody says that good decisions are always simple, but they're actually necessary for success. We should always remember that. Remember this. You don't make decisions because you are easy. You don't make decisions because you are cheap. You don't make decisions because you are popular. You make decisions because you are right. Yes, sometimes when you are making decisions, you find it so difficult, but you need to make decisions because you're right. I just want to encourage anyone listening to me right now that no matter how life conditions you, no matter how much it swings at you, no matter how much it kicks you while you are down or it stomps on you, you will be able to survive and you will walk around as a new and improved version of yourself, because that challenge that some people still find hard, you would overcome. I just want you to believe that. But most importantly, you need to start making good decisions and being a very disciplined person. Stop, you know, setting things, stop wasting time on unnecessary stuff, and make good use of your time. Yes, make good use of your time. This is what I actually want to talk about on attitude today. Well, in the next episode, we'll be talking more of commitment, more of priorities, more of family, and you know, thinking. Attitude is a whole topic. So this is just a tip of the iceberg. So make sure you don't miss the next episode.
Oh my God, this episode has been amazing, educative, and most of all entertaining. I'd like to thank each and everyone who took time out of their busy schedules to listen to my podcast. Like, I really had fun talking about this topic, and trust me, the next topic we'll be discussing is going to be mind-blowing. So just make sure you do not miss any of my episodes. You can get my podcast on Anchor, Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all other podcasting apps. You can equally share. Don't forget to share, very important. Don't forget to send in your messages. I do read them, I do seek them. My listeners from Tanzania, Philippines, UK, Ghana, Nigeria, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of you. And finally, signing off, I'd like to say thank you guys so much for your support. We wouldn't have gotten here without your love and, you know, corrections. I still take corrections, you know. So thank you guys so much. And hey, we're gonna meet in our next episode. I'm signing out. I'm Grace Fred, and thank you so much once again for being real to yourself.